This message comes from NPR sponsor Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will be in session later today, working to get a more than $95 billion military aid package over the finish line.
We still hope our Republican colleagues can work with us to reach an agreement on a reasonable list of amendments so we can speed this process up. And again, as I have already made clear, we will keep working on this bill until the job is done.
The Senate is considering a standalone bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan after Republicans last week rejected a bipartisan compromise they had initially demanded being paired with border security funding. The new bill faces an uncertain future in the House, where Republicans are skeptical of aid to Ukraine. The White House is condemning former President Donald Trump's comments about not protecting NATO allies from a potential Russian invasion as appalling and unhinged. Appearing at a rally in South Carolina this weekend, Trump said he would encourage Russia to do whatever it wanted if NATO allies don't keep up with defense spending targets. South Carolina Public Radio's Gavin Jackson reports that Trump was in South Carolina with just 2 weeks to go before the first primary election in the South.
Trump told more than 3,000 supporters at Coastal Carolina University that former Governor Nikki Haley, the only Republican standing between him and the nomination, has, quote, like zero chance, quote, of becoming president, and spent more time beating up on President Joe Biden.
The real problem facing our country is not Joe Biden's decline. The real problem is that Joe Biden is causing America's decline.
Haley, who served 2 years as Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, launched her own multi-stop bus tour, rallying hundreds across the state. Polls show Haley, who has lost to Trump in Iowa and New Hampshire, faces an uphill battle in her home state, but has promised to continue to fight on through the February 24th primary. For NPR News, I'm Gavin Jackson in Conway, South Carolina.
The Wisconsin congressman says his decision to retire was not brought on by criticism over his refusal to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayon Silver from member station WUWM in Milwaukee has
brought Mike Gallagher is a Republican from Green Bay, making a name for himself as the youngest committee chair in recent history. Now in his eighth year in Congress, the moderate Republican was picked last year to lead a select committee on China. He was also one of the GOP holdouts in an attempt to oust Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas that fell one vote short in the House on Tuesday. The GOP wants to oust Mayorkas to punish the Biden administration over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Gallagher didn't mention the impeachment vote in a statement announcing his retirement, saying only that he doesn't want to grow old in Congress. For NPR News, I'm Mayan Silver in Milwaukee.
This is NPR. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are investigating a helicopter crash that is reported to have killed the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, along with his wife and son.
This is the beginning of a long process. We will not jump to any conclusions.
NTSB board member Michael Graham speaking at a news conference in Barstow, California. Friday night's crash happened near Interstate 15 in the Mojave Desert. Officials have not identified the six people who were killed, but officials with the World Trade Organization say the dead include Access Bank chief executive Herbert Wekwe and a former chair of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Super Bowl 58, and for the first time, the showcase today is taking place in Las Vegas, as Steve Futterman reports.
It wasn't too long ago that Las Vegas was shunned by all the major sports leagues because of its close ties to gambling. A lot has changed. In 2017, the NHL became the first major sports league to come here. Last year, the Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who once wanted the league to have nothing to do with Las Vegas, was this week praising the city.
This city has really knows how to put on big events.
The NFL now allows gambling sites to run ads during games, but the league also this week reemphasized that players and league employees are not allowed to gamble on NFL games. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Las Vegas.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.